Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Sheer Motivation Podcast. I'm your host, Delina. I'm here with my friend, my fave, Erica.
Hi.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and subscribe. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of the things. So with that being said, we're just going to jump into it. Today's title is Soft Girl Era.
Yes, for the soft girl.
Okay, so if you ask people what soft girl era means or what it means to them, you'll probably get a few different definitions. Mm-hmm. And so if you Google it, like I have done, just to be clear, right? It's when you prioritize your mental and emotional wellness and choose ease over the hustle, femininity, and really embracing that need to relax. And pushing away from that tough persona, right? Yeah. So if you ask me what my soft girl era like looks like, it would be the first thing that comes to mind is just pushing that need to be like rough around the edges, mm-hmm. like down. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind, you know, and just really taking a woosah and just enjoying life. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the first things that come to mind. What about you?
Me, soft girl means I don't have to do everything by myself alone.
Okay.
You know, I was thinking of it like soft girl. And, like, I really, honestly, I don't think I want someone to open the door for me, like, every single time.
You don't
want to
be that soft?
No, I don't want to be that soft.
Open my door.
You ain't got to touch my car door. The restaurant door, yes. Car door, no. but for me, I feel like being in my soft girl era, because that is a tongue twister.
It is.
It's just being considered. You know what I'm saying? Like, taking some of the weight off of my back and mm-hmm. putting it on yours. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, when you say taking off some of the weight off of my back and putting it on yours, you're referring to, like, maybe a romantic situation? Is that, will that catapult you further into the soft girl?
Yes, actually. Okay. In one aspect, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, being single and being a single mom mm-hmm. and, you know, being young, you know, you have to do so much. And it just would feel great to have some help where I don't have to be hard all the time. Like I told you, like, I don't want to be in, like, my hard man era. Mm-hmm. I want to be in my soft girl era.
Right.
You know, so that's getting true. Some help will kind of allow me to get back into being fully feminine instead of being the dad and the mom.
Yeah. So let's go back a bit. So speaking of being a single mom, and it pushes you to kind of wear multiple hats. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I've learned is when I wear the multiple hats, I don't think I am as sweetie cake pie type of person. Okay. You know, I'm spreading myself thin. I got a short fuse. And so back some years ago, I was, you know, like a full grown man.
Yeah. Because you got to be.
Yeah. Somebody call your name. Huh? You know what I mean? Sit down. Don't touch that. Put it back. Don't pick it up. You know, it was like very drill sergeant. You know, I was just like, yeah. You know, and I think our environment nudges us to be that way, especially when you're taking on so much
yeah.
by yourself. You don't really got the time to be like, oh, you know, yeah. it's like, I need you to move. I need you to do this. I need this to be done. It's, yeah. it, you know, and it does take you to a place where you're rough mm-hmm. around the edges, mm-hmm. you know. And back then, I didn't really see the benefit of being soft. Like, being soft for what?
Right. Especially, you don't want to raise soft children.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in this world, like, we have to be hard on them because the world's going to be hard on them. You know what I'm saying? And, like, usually that toughness comes from the dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, the dad's still in the picture, but if you're mom and dad pretty much most of the time, you have to be hard because the world will just chew them up and spit them out.
That's my favorite line. My kids would be like, oh gosh, if they heard you say that and walk up, because I would say that all the time. It sucks that some moms have to play mom and dad, because mm-hmm. it does take the femininity, however you say the word, femininity, mm-hmm. out of the equation. But I didn't even realize it. Mm-hmm. You know, even with my daughter, that was my firstborn, that was like my little test baby. And I was definitely rough around the edges with her, because it was like, okay, oh, all right, I got to figure this out. I got this going on. I got all these moving parts. Oh, okay, what do you need? Okay, you got what you need. All right, now I got to get back to figuring this out, because I don't want to be working at McDonald's. I don't want to be, you know, doing it. So I got to figure this out. Like, all right, you good? You ate? You got somewhere to sleep? We're good. All right, boom. And I didn't really, I wasn't as nurturing as I needed to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So as time passed, and, you know, as with a lot of things, wisdom should come with age, okay? It doesn't always, the two don't always run parallel. Wisdom should come with age, okay?
Yeah. We're gonna move along.
Yeah, because I can run that back. Yeah. Wisdom should come with age. And I started looking back and realized that there were times when I should have and wished that I was a little bit more soft around the edges, but nonetheless, we're here now. And so what my soft girl era looks like for me now is I'm dealing with situations head on.
Okay.
You know, but I'm dealing with them with grace.
Okay.
With patience.
Okay.
And I'm saying things out of love. Like, you know, in a loving way, you know, and I'm realizing, accepting, I can get my point across, but I don't got to cuss you out. Although I want to cuss you out, but I don't got to cuss you out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't have to let it get me internally ruffled, you know, because it's okay. You know, and not just with people and my exchanges with people, but even with my children. I'm delivering those lessons in love, giving them choices, explaining it to them. And then if they're making a choice that I would consider not a good one, still guiding them with love and discipline and not beating my chest, not so much with the iron fist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I can yell, I can fuss, I can rub your nose in a lot of things. And it's like, that ain't really... You know what I mean? That's not really going to get the outcome that I want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a part of my soft girl era. Another part is just like self-care, you know.
I'm finally getting there. I'm finally getting there. For instance, the other day when we were on the phone, I did the little clay mask. Like, it feels good to really like love on yourself. There's so many times I'm just like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to get my nails done. You know, I want to get a massage. I need to do this mask for my face to pull out the blackheads, the toxins, the this, that. And then I'll just be talking about it and then don't do it. You know, because I'm so wrapped up in being mom and doing this, and it just feels good now when you just take a moment for yourself to be like, I'm gonna take care of me.
Yeah.
You know?
And not put it off. Because you can put it off and be like,
and then it'll never get done.
It's like 6 months later, you got hammer toes.
Okay.
It's like the callus then grew a callus. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm. So.
Yeah. And so self-care is good. You know, I'm trying to balance like mind, body, soul. So I'm trying to get more consistent. I'm paying attention to the things that I'm eating, right? Because I'm trying to lose a few pounds. The podcast has been really humbling. But I'm trying to lose a few pounds. No, I mean, well, it's true. I mean, I'm really true because I was looking at my arms. I was like... But paying attention to what I'm eating, paying a little bit more attention to what I'm watching, the music that I'm listening to.
I love that.
Yeah, just being more aware, you know. And so that I realize like affects my mood, you know. And so, yeah, I'm just trying to be a little bit more well-balanced. Self-care is very important, like my massages. I used to be... more consistent, and I kind of fell off. So I'm trying to do like mind, body, soul, a balance, mind, body, soul.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm trying to get more consistent with reading my Bible. Mm-hmm. So I'm a reader, and I'll read my Bible, but I'll go like and read the Bible once a week. And I'm like, that ain't really like, I need to do more.
You know, one thing I found that's kind of helpful, I feel like it's like a little cheat code, but I'll look at the table of contents. and I'll look at the chapters and see which ones are the smallest chapters, and then that's where I start. I'm not even lying to you. Uh-huh. So, like, I found, like,
so you started week, with, like, Jesus Wept.
No, not chapters like that, like the book.
Okay.
So, like,
okay.
I'll read, like, you stupid. I read, like, Amos. It's, like, 3 or 4 pages. Mm-hmm. I read, like, Malachi. Mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5 pages. You know what I'm saying? So, I'll mm-hmm. do it like that, and then I'll read, like, 2 books a day mm-hmm. where I'm like, okay, like, I'm in the Bible, even though I, like, you know, it might be a small little page turner.
Right.
But still, I just read a book.
In yeah. the Bible. And you that's, and that's where it starts. I, yeah, like I accidentally, Jesus Wept is crazy because, but I mean, that's what came to mind. But I'll, the other day I was reading the Bible and I fell into, I think it was Luke.
Okay.
And I want to say it was Luke. I think I texted you. It was like Luke chapter 4 or something like that. But it was talking about when Levi, one of the disciples, had threw a banquet. And just reading about when Jesus went to, you know, the banquet and his interaction with people. And I just thought it was so cool, mm-hmm. you know. And I thought it was cool because people had this idea of where he should sit and who he should mingle with. And, you know, he was just like, nah, I'm going to sit right here.
You know what? You Jesus know? Was in his softcore era.
Like, was he? He was like, yeah. I'm going to sit right over here with the sinners and the tax, yeah. the tax people, you know, the taxpayers, because, yeah. He, I mean, and I, you know what I admired about that is because there was a part of him that could recognize the authenticity mm. of those particular group of people. He mm-hmm. could have sat with the scholars and, you know, but he chose to sit. And I just thought that was so cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I really did. And so, yeah. But yeah, reading about this part of my mind, body, soul, mm-hmm. you know, and so that is helping me to step into the softness of it all.
Do you want to be soft?
There are times when I want to be soft and there are times when I want to be a full grown man.
Okay. And why do you want to be this full grown man?
Because I feel like people be trying me.
Okay,
and you do. Know, and I feel like that other side,
they definitely,
you
do.
Know, have to come out. But then you know, when I be reading, like I said, good uh-huh. angel, bad angel, because God be like, vengeance is mine. Mm-hmm. Why do you keep trying to take it from me and execute it for yourself? Mm-hmm. And I be like, but I just need a, you know, and so. So I feel like that man, that inner mm-hmm. creeps out. And so I'm trying to get better at that. I ain't there yet, but I'm doing better. Mm-hmm. So that's the progression for me is, okay. is what matters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So how does soft girl era trickle down into different spaces in your life? Like you said, for example, in terms of a romantic situation, this is my idea of what it would mean to be in the soft girl part of it. You know, I don't necessarily need you to open my door, but da 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 da. Mm-hmm. So as far as your friendships or your relationships with your children or other family members or just in other areas of your life, how does that soft girl show up?
It's still consideration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes down to my children, think of me when you leave a room and not turn the light off and then I have to pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't turn the hot water off, like I just found today that it was just running downstairs.
And oh my gosh.
The room was hot and steamy from oh, the hot water.
I would have bust up in the room and seen money.
Okay.
Going like, down the
you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be considered because I go above and beyond every single day. Even in my sleep, I'm still going above and beyond for them because I'm thinking of, mm-hmm. you know, ways to make life better. Like, I want to be considered. If I'm your friend, I want you to consider my feelings. I want you to consider me when you go out. I want you to consider me when you're laying in bed and just like, oh my gosh, this is funny. Let me send it to her. Mm-hmm. I want to be considered. And mm-hmm. for me, that is in my softcore era because then that takes, so you considering me, that makes me feel like I'm loved. Mm-hmm. So that makes me feel soft.
Mm-hmm.
My kids considering me, that makes me feel like I'm doing a good job as a mom. So it's just like, okay, that's one less thing I got to kind of worry about. Mm-hmm. Or that's one less bill that I got to pay that's going to be extremely high. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be considered, and that makes me feel soft.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. That's good. I like that. Yeah. That's good information to know. I think being in my soft girl era as far as a relationship, I just don't want to have to be the mastermind of it. You know, okay. I want to feel like I have a teammate and to feel like we can discuss something and it's going to be executed. That makes me build trust. That makes me feel like I can count on you. And in turn, it just makes me feel soft. Like I don't have to like overthink it. I don't have to overwork because you're going to underwork. You know, as far as a romantic relationship, that would really make me to like a soft girl. Yeah. You know, it's to know like he got me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If he say he going to do it, he is going to do it. He's going to show up. He's going to be on time. Okay? And he's going to take care of it. Yeah. You know? I think as far as my friendships, that has evolved. That has evolved over time. I found that as my life goes through twists and turns, what I need from my friends change. You know what I'm saying? There was a time when I was younger and I felt like in order for us to be friends, we had to talk like every day. Or, you know, I think I'm in a phase where it don't matter if we talk every day, every other day, twice a week. I think consistency is key for me. Mm-hmm. And consideration is cool. Like, you know, just check being that friend. Because I'm that friend. I'm going to come check on you. If I know something ain't right, I'm going to give you a little time. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to show up. You know, now if you don't want me there, then I'm going to respect that. Yeah. But you won't be able to say I ain't show up. Yeah. So for me, I think just being in that space where I can be transparent about what I'm feeling. And that person may or may not agree, but they can receive it and try to move a little bit differently in consideration of me. So I think consideration was great.
Yeah.
And like I said, with my kids, I'm just trying to teach them not from a place of irritation, but from love, right? And just not rule with an iron fist. I think that has really...
So where do you think the irritation would come from?
I think for me, I get most irritated when it's a repetition of me asking you to do something I know you're capable of.
Okay.
And when I am overwhelmed with other moving parts, and then I have on top of now having to correct you from something I've already told you about. Okay. I think that's where majority of the irritation comes from.
So do you think having that help would take away from your irritation? If you had the mom, the dad, the boyfriend, the husband, just me, either way, they're just going to be annoying.
That's a beautiful question. I think kids are just annoying.
They're annoying, and you know they are.
I think it would make a difference. I think some of the irritation would still be there, but the help, the consistent day to day help, would alleviate some of the irritation and allow me to maybe have more patience for other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the help makes sense. The help would work, and it would allow me to release some of that tension and step into the precipice of soft girlness.
Yeah.
You know, would it catapult me there?
Yeah, because kids are annoying.
Yeah, kids are annoying.
No matter.
But I love them, though. I mean, absolutely.
You know, love the babies. But I'm just saying, they ask stupid questions. They tend to do stupid things, but we love them nonetheless, because look, we do the same and God still loves us. So
that part, because I'll be like, oh, God, I don't even,
just looking like just now, like,
yeah, I'll be like, Lord, I don't even deserve,
and don't, but thank you,
right? So I try to keep that in mind, you know. But yeah, those are some of the things that would add to my soft girlness. And speaking of which, I mean, one of the things, as I said, I've been reading my Bible more. Clock it. Okay. And one of the things that stuck out to me as a reading, I had to go back and reread Proverbs like 31. And it was talking about the virtuous woman. Mm. And I mean, it's a bit of like a metaphorical poem, because obviously some of the things in that chapter of the Bible, we would not still be doing. We don't carry lanterns and things like that. So when you read Proverbs 31, you kind of got to, you know, related to today's time. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a poem, you know, to me. But to me, the Bible talks about the virtuous woman, and I thought he described the supreme soft girl. Wow. You know, and he just talks about how everything that she does is pouring into her family, encouraging her family, motivating her family. You know, her husband and her kids just respect her so much because she is putting them first, you know. But also, she has this rapport in the community where she's helping people and reaching people through acts of service and things like that. And I thought that was like the supreme soft girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, to be dealing with the day-to-day of life and to see somebody and they need help and you do that, you know, our humanity.
What chapter is that?
Proverbs 31. Might be 30, but I'm going to go with 31.
Okay. It's just the whole chapter?
It's like a whole two pages there. It's very extensive.
Okay.
And it really describes this sort of woman back in biblical times.
Look this up while you're talking.
Ah, she's going to look it up. She's going to put me on the spot. I hope I'm right.
I hope you are too, because this is for our listeners and me as well. Like, I want to be a Proverbs 31 woman.
Oh, well, that's a good one. Well, I need a t-shirt like that. I want to be a Proverbs 31 woman. Woo. Yeah, that's a tough. I mean, it's some big shoes to fill. You know,
okay. Proverbs 31. Yep.
Ah!
It starts at verse 10.
Don't play with her because she's been reading lately.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And it talks about, it goes on to just, you just got to go back and read it because it's so long. You know, it would take me probably about 10 minutes to read all of that out loud, but it's so long. And it goes into this extensive description of this woman, her role that she plays in her family. And I mean, of course, it's in biblical times. And it talks about how she evolves. And, you know, one of the things that stick out to me, it says she doesn't carry her lamp out. She doesn't take her lamp out at night.
Girl,
you know, and I related that to today's time. Is like I don't really club no more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I'll take my lamp out at night, you know, but I like to enjoy myself, you know, because the Bible talks about living and enjoying life, but also having these boundaries and the kind of boundaries you can keep to have people respect you.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, you got to check it out. But that to me, Proverbs 31 describes the ultimate soft girl. And that era of that time and how, you know, how I can relate it to this time it's interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back to this because
hey,
that's good. Oh, that's good. I like that. Mm-hmm. I've always heard like people say Proverbs 31 woman, but I never.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay. All right, so I got a question for you. I
have
3 questions, ooh, actually.
Questions, hey.
All right, so what does softness look like for you? And not what the internet says, but in your real life.
Softness looks like, to me, being compassionate, being understanding, and being sympathetic to someone's viewpoints that may be different from yours. Mm-hmm. But being gentle with them about your feedback, you know, and building from that and being in a space where you allow yourself to learn and grow with that person.
Okay.
It could be in your friendships, romantic relationships, whatever it is, but just being able to be in that space and be gentle. Because there was a time I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's one of the things that make me think of soft, you know, and what for me, what it means to be soft. It's because a lot of times people will have these experiences, and if we can't relate to it, if that hasn't happened to us, it's like, oh, okay, I'm glad you're all right now.
Yeah,
it's like, dang, the person just told you they got ran over by an 18-wheeler, and you're just like, all right, I'm glad you're good, you know. But it's like, oh my gosh, you know, and just being in that space where you can listen with empathy and sympathy. And build from that moment. And even if your opinion or your feedback is different, you can still deliver it with love. Mm-hmm. That to me is like soft, you know, and necessary.
Okay. I like.
What is you?
I mean,
you,
I was going to go to question number 10.
Oh, okay. But I think you should answer it.
Well, what does softness look like for me? For me, I'm just going to be very frank. I want to be spoiled. I have never been spoiled in my whole entire life. Ever, ever.
You
ever,
want me to
ever,
spoil ever. You, girl?
Yeah. Okay. Like,
I just took you to lunch the other day.
A bottle of water or something. Like, spoil me.
I just took you to lunch the other day, girl. You know I love you, girl.
No. I want more.
They ain't never satisfied.
Ever. No. Shoot. But, like, I do. I want to be spoiled. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so excited just to think of someone cooking dinner for me and, like, I'm on my way home, like, and I'm like, babe, what do you want for dinner? Oh, I'm already cooking it. Oh, my gosh. Like, I can't say what I want to say, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Okay.
He was my husband. Read between those lines.
Okay.
You know, like, I want to be spoiled. Like, mm-hmm. I want, I'm not even, like, big into gifts or whatever like that, but I want to be.
Okay.
I want to be. Listen. I don't like physical touch. I'm not one of those people. I don't think I'll ever really be one of those mm-hmm. people. Like, it just kind of freaks me out. And my kids are kind of like physical touchers. So sometimes I'm kind of like, I feel overstimulated. Mm-hmm. But, like, if I want to be soft, okay, touch my leg. Hold my knee. Hold my hand. Like, I want all of that, like, girly stuff. Mm-hmm. I do. I want that. So, for me, softness looks like being spoiled. Darn it, because I ain't been spoiled.
She want to be spoiled.
I do.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Pampered.
Physical touch. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. So, growing up, my mom wasn't real, like, lovey-dovey, like, all of that. And I have had to challenge myself to embrace my kids more in that way.
Yeah.
So, that's what that made me think of.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie to you. My kids are huggers. I love them. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind hugging, too. But excessive. Mm-hmm. It's a lot for me. And then sometimes my kids are like, well, you don't love me. I'm like, well, I just gave you 15 hugs in the last 15 minutes.
It's like,
just,
I ain't got no more to give.
I don't. So, you know what I'm saying? But I want to get there. Right. So, I'm getting there. I'm going to get there. And part of that is being spoiled. So I'm already ready for it. I'm putting it out there, God, because we just had this conversation in the shower on my way here before I got here. I was talking to God because I was told that when you talk to God in your nakedness, that's how he made you.
You said make your request known.
Come on. It's okay. Like I'm talking to him. And so the fact that I'm getting excited about this now, I feel like it's a little confirmation. So let's see.
Yeah. So you want some spoilerization going on.
Do I? You know
okay.
what I mean? Because that's what I do. So it's not like it's just one way.
Right, right.
It's going to be reciprocated. Right. I just finally want to be on the receiving end of it. You know what I'm
okay.
saying?
So. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay.
All right. So question number two. Do you think you've ever felt safe enough to be soft? Or have you always had to be in survival mode?
Wow. Safe enough to be soft with another person?
Soft, girl, soft.
I'll just say this. I've never felt, well, I'll say it like this. The last time I felt completely safe was when my mom was alive. Whoa. This is when my mom was alive. That is the only person, only other human on this earth that I felt was going to have me in the palm of her hand no matter what. Like, she took care of me when I was sick. It's all of the things your mommy does for you. And so at 18, she was gone. And so I've never felt that level of safety since then. You know, for me, it didn't matter. Like, as long as I was with my mom, we didn't have this, but if the power got turned out, if the water got turned off, if we didn't have any food, I was okay because I was with my mom. That level of just blind, I know my mama got me. I know this person got me. I have never felt since then. And it's crazy because I'm a lady of a certain age. And I am just learning to be that person for myself. And learning that God has supplied all my needs. There are times where I didn't know where this or that or how I was gonna, and then things have fell into place. So I've never felt that level of security. Now, there's been times where people have shown up and done phenomenal things for me. Thank you, appreciate it, love you. right? But I'm talking about that full surrender, knowing that that blindfold me and put me on the edge of a cliff because I know he got me. That type of, no. Survival mode. There were times when I was in survival mode, but I was in it by myself. Whether I was in a relationship or not, I was still in survival mode by myself. And I learned to depend and count on me. You know, and I would love to meet that person and feel all of those things, you know. And I crossed a post like that online not long ago. He was talking about, he was describing love and being spoiled and lighting up when you see that person and all of the things. And I have felt glimpses of that. And I have felt, you know, pieces of that. But to full on, like, have that surrender moment, no. And I've definitely been in survival mode too many times. Yeah. Did I answer that question?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was trying not to tear up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because that's the honest truth, you know? The honest truth. What about you?
Well, yeah. I've never felt anything soft. It's always been survival. So, that's that.
Never anything soft.
Never. Well, maybe a thing to it.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's just been like, okay, so make it short and sweet because we have one more question. I didn't really have like parental guidance growing up. You know, I had my mom. I had my mom and my dad for a short amount of time. And then, you know, things went awry with their marriage. And then my mom, she just kind of felt like a shell of a person. So that's kind of what my brother and I got. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, figured out life in the streets, and I figured out life being alone. And mm-hmm. so, like, from that point on of, like, childhood, it's just really been, like, me trying to figure out what mm-hmm. to do next, how to survive, how to do mm-hmm. this. And the next thing you know, as soon as I graduated, it felt like 5 minutes later, I was pregnant. And so I was a mom at 19, and from 19 till now, it's mm-hmm. just been, like, survival mode, you know, and then tackle on two more children after that. Not saying it's been like super hard where it's like, pass me the crack, but I have been in survival mode.
So, pass me the crack,
you know what I'm saying? Like, so I thank God it's nobody but God. I'll be honest there, because there's so many times that I'm just like, how am I gonna do this and how am I gonna do that and blah blah blah. Nobody but God. So I thank God for allowing me to be in my software era. And I meant that. I felt like, you know, reading certain parables of, you know, what Jesus said, it really sounded like he was in his, not girl era, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but it seemed like God, Jesus, it was like the epitome of being in your soft girl era. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like how forgiving he was, mm-hmm. how understanding he was, how merciful he was, how loving he was, how caring he was. And then he still got you together, you know?
Together.
So
it was the, if your neighbor slaps you on the cheek, the left cheek, give him the right or something. Yeah. I was just like, yeah, you know, that ability to feel, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And empathize and guide you on how to deal with your neighbor, mm-hmm. you know, meaning this person or that person that may have wronged you. That's why I said when we was at lunch, I was like, yeah, I'll speak all day. Hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because, I mean, I'm not going to make you give me a callus.
I'm not going to have a callus. I just don't want to open no doors.
Okay.
That's just really what it is for me. Like, I'm not even speaking. I'll probably
love thy neighbor.
The love is the... You're going to get a dry hay because I do not want to mm-hmm. open this door whatsoever. And got I know you. Me. And I'm a very forgiving person and a nice person and mm-hmm. sweet person. So I'll be like, oh, no, I don't want to set that up. I just, mm-hmm. I wish you well. Have a fantabulous life. I really hope you do. But just, I don't want our paths to cross at all. We just don't. That door is closed.
The door is closed.
It's closed and the key is down my throat. All right, so third question. What's one hard habit you're unlearning right now so you can step into your soft girl era?
I'm becoming slow to anger. One hard habit that I'm breaking is the cursing out of people. Oh, I love to curse people. I love it. I used to love it. I mean, now I'm separating myself from that feeling, that a feeling of euphoria when I cut somebody out. I'm learning. I would tell you honestly, you make me mad, and it had gotten so bad that I was cursing at my children. You know, kids will take you what? There, but that's no excuse. You know what I mean? So yes, one habit that I'm learning to dial back is, you know, being slow to anger and purposely choosing other words to express myself. You know, and that is allowing me. One, it's allowing me to get my point across without the distraction of the other person feeling disrespected by the choice of words. Mm-hmm. But it's allowing me to fully articulate myself, and now I'm able to hold you accountable because you heard me. You heard me without the cursing. You heard me without the yelling. I was clearly able to dictate to you what I didn't like. And so you can never stand here and be like, oh, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you might have said that, but then you went off on a tangent. You started yelling. You did this. And so now I've removed all of those distractions. It allows me to speak clearly, articulate myself. And, yeah, I feel like that's making me more softer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because then if I got to just cut you off, I'm okay with that. And I mm-hmm. don't feel the need to go back and try to iron nothing out. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm still not mad or angry about nothing either. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm completely happy. Mm-hmm. And so, thus, another dimension of being soft.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. What about you?
What's
that thing that you breaking and doing and changing that's allowing you to be just as soft?
Allowing people to help me.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Because, listen, I would get out here and do it myself. I'd be weedy and cutting grass. Yeah, okay. I didn't even know I needed somebody else to cut my grass till a man showed up and cut my grass.
I'm trying to say it. It's allowing people to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And accepting compliments as well. That's been kind of hard for me.
Really?
Yeah. I come from a family that's just like, they're like perfectionists. So it's never good enough. So that trickles down, you know? So, like, if I compliment my aunt, she'd be like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, auntie, you look so good today. She was like, girl, I need to put a curl in my head. Girl, I need to put something on these lips. So, girl.
We are our own worst critic, though.
You know, so I'm getting better at that. When someone says something, instead of like, you really think so? I'm like, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you deserve it.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. We women go through so much. We got to remind each other, like, you are that girl. Like, we got to remind each other. We got to do it for each other. We got to fix each other. Fix our, what does that say? Crown. Fix your crown. Mm-hmm. Fix the girl. Yeah, we got to do that because we battle so much other stuff.
We do.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Okay, so taking compliments. And what was the other thing?
Allowing help.
Those are good ones. Yeah, those are good ones. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So going forward, what is one thing that will further catapult you into your soft girl era? One thing that you can do more of or less of that's going to nudge you a little bit closer?
Being lazy.
Being lazy?
Yeah.
Being less lazy?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, because I'm like...
The only reason why I say that is if I want to look good and be comfortable with how I look, stop making excuses of going to the gym.
Okay.
If I want to look good, stop parking right in front of the store instead of taking them extra steps. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, stop being lazy. Like, if you want to do this face mask, get up and do it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're thirsty and you know you need some water and your skin's all dry and parched, go downstairs, walk down the steps, get your water, come back upstairs and drink it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just stop being lazy. If I'm being real, stop being lazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That was a good one. What is one thing I can do to catapult me into more of my soft girl era? I think really being truthful about how I feel about things with myself. I convince myself that things aren't, for example, that bad. I tend to make justifications for things that happen in my environment that I might not like.
Okay.
You know, oh, she didn't mean to say it like that.
Delulu.
I can live on a little island known as Delulu.
Oh, I love it there.
You know, I can meet a guy and really be into him. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we might end up we might end up together, you know, yeah. or maybe we've had 3 phone conversations. I'm like, oh, he really liked me. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Girl, he'd have had 3 phone conversations with you.
And
you know,
someone else.
Right, and about 3, 4, 5 more people, and just being in that space of being in the reality of what it is. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm so far disconnected from it, but I have a tendency to know what it is and then make excuses. If a friend said something to me that hurt me, then I'm going to find the time and place and address it. You know what I mean? Out of, in love. Yeah. You know, but just not letting things fester. Yeah. I think that will allow me to reach more of my soft girl, because when things build up, they don't come out as soft as I want them to be.
They don't.
You know what I mean?
Don't. I'm just saying, I heard stories. I don't know personally. Ah! You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so that's good. That's good. That's yeah. good that you see that. That's good that you're going to execute that. Like, that's good.
Right. 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 So with that being said, what does soft girl era mean for you? If you're a guy and you're looking for the soft girl, what would be some attributes that you're looking for in a soft girl? Okay. And what are you doing to work towards those things? You know, it could be anything, as you've heard. Drop it in the comments, like, share. Thank you so much for watching. And of course, come back each and every week for another episode of Sheer Motivation Podcast. And I will see you next week.
Bye. Fight.